By and by, fatigue began to assert its claims. The children tried to pay no attention, for it was dreadful to think of sitting down when time was grown to be so precious. Moving in some direction, in any direction, was at least progress and might bear fruit. But to sit down was to invite death and shorten its pursuit. At last, Becky's frail limbs refused to carry her farther. She sat down. Tom rested with her, and they talked of home and the friends there, and the comfortable beds, and above all, the light. Becky cried, and Tom tried to think of some way of comforting her, but all his encouragements were grown threadbare with use and sounded like sarcasms. Fatigue bore so heavily upon Becky that she drowsed off to sleep. Tom was grateful. He sat looking into her drawn face and saw it grow smooth and natural under the influence of pleasant dreams, and by a smile dawned and rested there. The peaceful face reflected somewhat of peace and healing into his own spirit, and his thoughts wandered away to bygone times and dreamy memories. While he was deep in his musings, Becky woke up with a breezy little laugh, but it was stricken dead upon her lips, and a groan followed it.
"Oh, how could I sleep? I wish I never, never had waked. No, no, I don't, Tom. Don't look so. I won't say it again."
"I'm glad you slept, Becky. You'll feel rested now, and we'll find the way out."
"We can try, Tom. But I've seen such a beautiful country in my dream. I reckon we are going there."
"Maybe not. Maybe not. Cheer up, Becky, and let's go on trying." They rose up and wandered along hand in hand and hopeless. They tried to estimate how long they had been in the cave, but all they knew was that it seemed days and weeks, and yet it was plain that this could not be, for their candles were not gone yet. A long time after this, they could not tell how long, Tom said they must go softly and listen for dripping water. They must find a spring. They found one presently, and Tom said it was time to rest again. Both were cruelly tired, yet Becky said she thought she could go a little farther. She was surprised to hear Tom dissent. She could not understand it. They sat down, and Tom fastened his candle to the wall in front of them with some clay. Thought was soon busy. Nothing was said for some time. Then Becky broke the silence.
"Tom, I am so hungry."
Tom took something out of his pocket.
"Do you remember this?" said he.
Becky almost smiled.
"It's our wedding cake, Tom."
"Yes. I wish it was as big as a barrel, for it's all we've got.
I saved it from the picnic for us to dream on, Tom, the way grown-up people do with wedding cake. But it'll be our